content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Demi Arsenault from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Line Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Winter 2024 issue of Line Magazine. We'll start with an article from our Features section, which is entitled Golden Playdates, Babies Bringing Joy to Seniors in Retirement Homes. A friendly visitor is always a welcome sight for those living in retirement homes. But when tiny visitors are strolled in with their rosy cheeks, infectious smiles, and bubbly personalities, the residents know they're in for a special treat. In Newfoundland and Labrador, Canada, the Circle of Life program is bringing seniors and babies together for stories, songs, and socialization. Once a month, volunteer moms, caregivers, and their little ones are greeted by a room full of seniors anxious to meet their new little friends. Lion Alley Boyd of the Portugal Cove St. Philip's Lions Club started the program in 2022. The idea came to her while she was working in geriatrics and pregnant with her second son. The older women always wanted to talk about babies, she says. Remembering their experiences of raising their children seemed to brighten their days. The timing to launch such a program couldn't have been better. COVID-19 restrictions had just been lifted, and many people were craving meaningful connections. The seniors had been isolated for so long, says Boyd. Being with the babies and talking with the moms brings them so much joy. The club manages the Circle of Life, Little Lions Facebook page, which is where interested parents can find out how to get involved. Even though the program is still in its infancy, the program model has become so popular that it is now offered by 8 Lions clubs in the province. When asked what babies and seniors like to do together, 95-year-old Helen Nell Spurrell, who lives in Bishop's Garden Senior Living, says, well, you just take them up in your arms. That's what you do with babies. While there is plenty of time for cuddles, the residents also recite nursery rhymes and sing songs they sang with their own children many years ago. Daisy, Daisy, and You Are My Sunshine are two of the favorites, says Stephanie Neville, a recreational therapist at Bishop's Gardens. The visits provide a special level of comfort for the seniors with dementia. Seeing the young mothers with their babies and hearing the familiar old songs connects them with happy memories. Family members have reached out to praise the program, saying their loved one is more alert and engaged after the baby's visit. It is so wonderful to see the joy on the seniors' faces, says Boyd. For the young mothers at home or on parental leave, the gatherings also help relieve their own feelings of isolation, allowing them to meet other moms and hear the stories of the experienced moms they visit. But Spurrell says the seniors don't give much advice to new moms. They're doing their best. And the kids are so cute. I say enjoy it while you can. You can see how fast time goes by. And our next feature article is Lions Are on a Mission to Grow. Mission 1.5 is the drive to reach 1.5 million members worldwide so we can better meet the growing needs of our communities. The world needs lions like never before. For more than a century, lions have stepped up in their communities, giving, supporting, and serving. Each lion matters to the people who depend on us, and every club is doing their part to make their communities stronger, healthier, and kinder places for all. But as we strive to increase our service and extend our helping hands far and wide, the needs of our communities and our world are growing beyond our reach. To ensure we can be there when and where we're needed, we must also grow. That's why Lions are taking action now. The more we grow, the more we can give. More Lions equals more service. The equation is simple, but the challenge is bold. Mission 1.5 is our drive to reach 1.5 million members worldwide by July 1st, 2027. It will help us meet the growing needs of our communities. It will help us serve more people than ever before. And it will help make our clubs, our communities, and our service stronger than ever. That's why Lions are rising to the challenge. You are vital to this mission. There's never been a challenge too big for Lions. Now is the time for Lions to step up. Now is the time to redefine the future of service. Now is the time to grow. And we all have a role to play. That's why your fellow Lions need you to join the mission. Because together, we are unstoppable. There's never been a challenge too big for Lions. But we can't do it without you. And if you're interested to join Lions Club, a Lions Club near you, go to www.lionsclubs.org. And again, their website is www.lionsclubs.org. And now we're going to move over to our LCIF impact stories, beginning with Nurturing Hearts and Minds, the Lions Quest Journey at Lincoln Elementary School. When we provide programs like Lions Quest, it's something our children will carry for the rest of our lives, says Dr. Tamara Young, Director of Student Services at Lincoln Elementary School in Calumet City, Illinois. One day, they are going to be the leaders of our community, so we want to invest in our students and understand the type of curriculum that can be supportive of building their character. In March of 2020, the school implemented the Lions Quest Social and Emotional Learning, or SEL, program using a Lions Quest Community Partnership Grant from Lions Clubs International Foundation, also known as LCIF. The total amount was $8,676. As a comprehensive and universal evidence-based SEL program, Lions Quest helps children and adults acquire and effectively apply the knowledge, attitudes, and skills necessary to understand and manage emotions, set and achieve goals, feel and show empathy for others, establish positive relationships, and make responsible decisions. We were able to utilize that money to build our program to start the foundation of our Lions Quest curriculum, which helps us develop responsible citizens and grow our community, she says. Dr. Young loves her job. Early on, she found her passion while working with special needs students. Through her career, she's progressed from being a case manager to her current role, and her background in social work has shaped her approach to SEL. She believes understanding her students and teaching them to be understanding of each other, which is one of the reasons she is such a strong supporter of Lions Quest. She says, when you work with children, you're not dealing with a piece of the child, but with the whole child. Moreover, she uses Lions Quest to help students embrace each other's differences, whether those differences are cultural, racial, or related to their home lives. Samantha Surges, a teacher at the school, says the students have taken the lessons they've learned through this program and are applying them in their lives. I have really seen the kids be able to identify how they're feeling and then act appropriately, she says. Building a child's emotional intelligence is very important and helps them thrive in all aspects of their lives, including in school. Lions Quest and Lincoln Elementary School are taking steps to ensure students' emotions are being properly nurtured. The program was particularly helpful throughout the global pandemic when students and administrators had to shift to online learning. They ensured that the students continued to receive their Lions Quest lessons throughout their remote learning. When schools reopened for in-person learning after several months away, the school implemented Lions Quest programming to help returning students and students who had never been in a classroom adjust to their new setting. Even today, the school continues to prioritize the Lions Quest in the curriculum. Lions Quest is a gift of hope, Dr. Young says. It is a program that gives students the skills they will need to be successful in any environment. Visit lions-quest.org to learn about Lions Quest LCIF's signature youth program, offering students a social-emotional learning curriculum to build the skills needed to navigate life and prevent bullying and substance abuse. Our next article is entitled The Serenity Suite, a haven for healing hearts. Losing an infant during or before birth is devastating and traumatic experience. Until now, there were not suitable facilities in South Yorkshire and North Nottinghamshire, England, for the mothers and families who were experiencing this loss. They had to say goodbye to their babies in a busy world, in a busy labor ward, hearing other families celebrating the cries of healthy newborns around them. This often made an already extremely difficult experience even more painful. So District 105N Lyons decided to create the Serenity Suite facility, a specially designed space for families and parents to stay while dealing with the devastation of infant loss. The Serenity Suite is located inside the Doncaster Royal Infirmary facility in Doncaster, England. It allows families to take the time and space to mourn and begin the long, painful process of coming to terms with losing a child either prematurely, during childbirth, or soon after childbirth. The Serenity Suite is part of the larger charity campaign by Doncaster and Bassett Law Teaching Hospitals charity called the Serenity Appeal. The suite is self-contained in a soundproof environment, equipped with a bedroom, kitchen, study area, bathroom, shower room, and storeroom, beautifully decorated and outfitted with soft furnishings and appropriate lighting in order to provide as much support as possible during such a highly sensitive and emotional time. Richard Parker, OBE, Chief Executive at Doncaster and Bassett Law Teaching Hospitals, says, "For the families who go through this heartbreaking experience, the suite will now provide a comforting and private space where all their needs are met, easing their pain with support from our specialist bereavement midwifery team." Consultation between District 105N Lyons and the Doncaster and Bassett Law Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust set this project up for success. Lions Clubs International Foundation provided a matching grant of $20,000 for this project, and the Lions used local fundraising efforts to increase community awareness. Thanks to the Royal College of Nursing, the infirmary also received a special visitor, Princess Anne. In September of 2023, the Princess Royal unveiled an official plaque recording the royal visit and opening of the Serenity Suite. The hospital estimates that 40 to 50 mothers and their families will benefit from the Serenity Suite each year. While speaking about the new space, bereavement midwife working at Doncaster Royal Infirmary, Rhianne Morris, says, "The suite will help give the families a more comfortable private environment to stay in and give them time to make everlasting memories with their baby, giving them the time to say hello whilst saying goodbye." Matching grants provide capital funding to help establish or expand Lions-initiated humanitarian service projects that address critical and diverse human and social needs around the globe. They encourage Lions to identify what their community needs, and the grant can help make it a reality. And our next LCIF story is Expanding Camp Sweet Life, the Type 1 Diabetes Camp for Youth. Surrounded by beautiful trees and a glimmering lake, Camp Sweet Life's idyllic location in southern Minnesota echoes the message of empowerment its counselors offer students with Type 1 diabetes. Living with diabetes as a child can be challenging. It requires constant monitoring and a level of responsibility that may feel overwhelming for someone so young. Past district governor Anna Wickenhauser says, "I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at 15, and I thought my world was over." Camp Sweet Life is a 5-day, 4-night type 1 diabetes camp for youth ages 8 to 15, with a day camp option for children ages 5 to 7. The goal of the accredited medical diabetes camp is to transform the lives of children living with type 1 diabetes and their families by providing fun opportunities for learning and connecting. It includes breaks for snacks, nutrition education, blood glucose checks, insulin management, and networking opportunities. PDG Wickenhauser says, "I believe in this program because it helps kids to learn to take care of themselves and gives them a sense of responsibility." The camp was established in 2010, and within a decade, it had outgrown its facilities as the number of campers increased by 311%. A new location would allow Camp Sweet Life to increase its reach and improve the quality and range of support, services, and education it offered campers and their families. As camp enrollment and interest continued to rise, additional staff were added, and the counselor and counselor-in-training program was extended. Lions of District 5M2 recognized the significance of supporting the expansion and enhancement of the camp, so they applied for a Lions Club's International Foundation grant. In 2019, LCIF awarded the district a diabetes grant for $37,500 to enhance Camp Sweet Life. The grant funded medical supplies, counselor training, and programmatic expenses. Timothy Emmers, president of Camp Sweet Life, says, "The LCIF grant was phenomenal. The way we have expanded wouldn't have been possible without the Lions and LCIF." Additionally, Lions volunteered with setup, registration, and other activities through the camp. More campers are now able to participate in educational experiences about diabetes and its monitoring, medication, and management, including age-appropriate diet and daily physical activity. Beyond learning opportunities, they are given the chance to socialize and build a peer support network through attendance at the camp. Camp Sweet Life keeps in touch with it. One of Emmer's daughters, who attends Camp Sweet Life, keeps in touch with her camp friends throughout the year. Camp activities include campfires, water activities, arts and crafts, archery, dance, nature exploration, group games, and STEM activities. A staff member raved about the camp, saying, "Watching kids grow in confidence is awesome. It is amazing to see them making new friends and sharing with each other about diabetes." LCIF diabetes grants support diabetes youth camps and retreats, diabetes screening activities with comprehensive follow-up care plans, infrastructure and equipment acquisition for existing diabetes care facilities, and training of professionals and community diabetes educators. Learn more about our diabetes grants at lionsclubs.org/diabetesgrants. And again, that website, lionsclubs.org/diabetesgrants. And our last LCIF Impact article is Lions Mobility Park, Martinsville's Inclusive Eco-Friendly Playground. Martinsville, Saskatchewan, is a thriving city in Western Canada that maintains its small-town charm. Recognizing the evolving needs of community members facing mobility challenges, Lions embarked on a mission to create an environmentally friendly playground that is inclusive for disabled children in the community. Lions of District 5 SKN displayed a tireless work ethic, holding multiple fundraisers, including raffles and bingo sessions, to raise money for this project. As the community rallied behind them, Lions received a matching grant from Lions Club's International Foundation for $84,630. With this grant, they were able to fully launch this project into action, ensuring children of all abilities would be able to use the playground. While playgrounds can be made from a variety of materials, this playground is made with a completely rubberized surface, making it exceptionally safe. Beyond providing a secure place to play, this eco-conscious space champions a greater cause. The surface is made from the soles of 13,000 Nike shoes and 10,000 recycled tires. Constructing this playground with recycled rubber materials has many environmental benefits, including diverting waste from landfills and reducing the demand for new raw materials. It also displays an innovative and eco-friendly approach, setting a positive example for the community and promoting sustainable practices for a brighter, greener future. It is currently the largest rubberized park in Saskatchewan and one of the biggest projects Nike has been involved with within the country, leaving a mark of positive change. Committed to inclusivity, this park is the first of its kind in Martinsville and is accessible for everyone. Seniors enjoy walking on the rubberized park because it is easier on their joints. Mothers love the park because their little ones don't come home with dirty shoes full of sand or wood chips. Lions Club member Leslie Truitt says, "The mobility playground is connected to the spray park and the pavilion and has a lot of options, including 3D animals, an electronic game, a swing that works with a wheelchair, and a gen swing. We did this so that it is accessible for anybody, and an entire family can enjoy all the aspects of the park, and to provide a place for all kids to have that experience and to just enjoy being a kid." The Lions Mobility Park's grand opening took place in August of 2023, and Lions could feel the fun and lively energy in the air. There was a barbecue with hamburgers, smokies, and hot dogs, as well as drinks, snacks, and games. According to Truitt, approximately 300 people attended the event to partake in activities and explore the new playground. "We are so happy that we were able to deliver a park for mobility in the community. It didn't happen overnight, and it took years to get to this point, but we are very pleased with the final product. We are so proud of this community and so grateful for the support that LCIF has given us," Truitt says. Leos and Lions work very hard together to protect the environment, creating healthier communities and a more sustainable world. LCIF offers a wide variety of grant programs to empower projects like these. Matching grants like this one identify what a community needs most and make it a reality. Learn more about matching grants at lionsclubs.org/matching-grants. And we've got one final article for you from Australia, from our Global Service Department, entitled "Off the Grid: Lion-Owned Wilderness Camp Helps Children and the Environment." After a week at Lion's Licola Wilderness Village in the high country of Victoria, Australia, campers go home with more than increased confidence and fun memories with new friends. They also take with them a feeling of pride from living off the grid and helping the environment. But that wasn't always the case. The township of Licola, about 250 miles or 254 kilometers east of Melbourne, is owned entirely by the Lions Clubs of Victoria and Southern New Wales. Southern New South Wales. Occupying most of the land is the Licola Wilderness Village, where Lions have run summer camps for special needs, refugees, and disadvantaged children from ages 8 to 11 since 1973. In 2019, the Lions invested $860,000 to switch the camp from diesel generators to solar power. 600 solar panels now harvest sunlight from the roof of the stadium and the side of a hill, and two large shipping containers hold the batteries. It's the only town in the state that generates its own power, pumps, and treats its own water, as well as handling its own waste management. "It's one of the best things we've ever done," says Licola Board Chairman Lion Dennis Carruthers. The camp saves roughly $135,000 a year in fuel costs, and the Lions expect to recoup their initial investment after 8 years. More importantly, the camp has cut carbon emissions, a primary cause of global climate change, by 65%. The township has come a long way, not only in the past few years, but in the past half century as well. The 34-acre property was originally a bush village with a sawmill operation. Workers lived in the 16 washboard houses that are now cabins for campers, and there was a small general store, a post office, and a gas station. In 1966, the mill burned down and the town was put up for sale. Despite marketing the sale worldwide, the land sat idle and its only visitors were vandals and a few roaming sheep. Two Lions saw the beauty in the land and the opportunities it offered and shared their vision with their fellow Lions. In 1969, they bought the town for $20,000 to establish a wilderness camp for kids. Lions from all over Victoria spent weekends rehabbing and building the camp, and in 1973, it opened. Today, Lions sponsor children, covering all costs and transportation. Individual Lions clubs in Victoria also sponsor the cabins, hosting working bees or club work days followed by a cookout to help with maintenance and show their pride in their piece of Lucola. With a small staff and an acute shortage of volunteers since the coronavirus pandemic, life at camp is still challenging at times, says camp manager Trevor Karstein. But now they appreciate reliable power. Campers no longer fall asleep to the hum of generators and instead awaken to the songs of the birds. This camp is a life changer for the children, says Lion Cynthia Cetterino, a dedicated camp volunteer. It gives them all the confidence in the world. And if you want to know more about the camp, visit lacola.org.au, and that is spelled LICOLA.org.au. And last but not least, a little information on the biggest Lions Club event of the year, which is their Lions International Convention 2024, which will be in Melbourne, Australia. And it says, adventure awaits you in Melbourne as the city hosts thousands of Lions and Leos from all over the globe who come together at the premier event of the year. And you can learn more about this event, if you're a Lion and you're interested, at lionscon.lionsclubs.org. And again, that was lionscon.lionsclubs.org. And sadly, we've run out of time for today's episode of Lion Magazine. But be sure to join in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. Lion Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138, and that number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and we hope you have a wonderful day.